It takes a Whitney Houston to make the Star Spangled Banner sound good. But the Phoenix Suns basketball team hopes local talent can sweeten the sound before home games this season. The team held open tryouts last month to recruit singers from their fan base. Renee Gutel of member station KJZZ went to the tryouts and sent us this postcard. One cautionary note, though, not everyone sings like Whitney Houston, although some pretty good singers did show up for the auditions.
Oh, say can you see?
It was kind of like an episode of American Idol, Patriot style. Some singers, like Rita Kurtz of Scottsdale, had sung the anthem at other sporting events and had a leg up on the competition.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
While others, like Don McClure, struggled to hit the right notes.
Oh, the ramparts we watched.
Nearly 300 people gallantly braved the auditions, and everyone seemed to have a strategy for attempting those high notes. John Montgomery said his was finding the right key for his voice. The challenge for him was reining in the vibrato.
And the rocket's red glare, bursting in air.
The auditions lasted 12 hours, and the panel of judges was patient, managing smiles and encouraging words for rendition after star-spangled rendition, even when singers like John Cheeson stumbled over the lyrics.
Oh, say that I forgot to win star.
10-year-old Colton Krause said trying out just seemed like a fun idea. He said he had to memorize 20 new words to learn the song.
The bombs bursting in air
gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Some, like Army veteran Richard Azadurian, took the auditions very seriously. He said his tip for a successful anthem was proper breathing and loving the song.
I just think that people should sing the national anthem as it is written, because whenever I sing it and come off the floor, whether it's at a game or a civic event, people say that's the way it should be sung, not crooned.
For NPR News, I'm Renee Gutel in Phoenix.